Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Frightening, the number. Man, you have kids and you see this number. Man. Flu deaths up more than 65% so far this year. 65%, folks. Man. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting 4,800 deaths so far. Man. 87,000 have been hospitalized so far. Frightening. I just, this is scaring the daylights out of me. Anybody that has kids has to. Dr. John Williams, who has the Chief of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at UPMC Children's. Hey, Doc, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Doctor, this has to scare you as well.
Well, it does. As a pediatrician, you know, I've cared for many kids in my career over the last 25 years who've suffered and even died from influenza, and many were otherwise healthy kids, so it's a very serious disease. I'm less worried for my own four kids because I make sure they get a flu shot every year like my wife and I do.
You know, it's fascinating that you should bring this up. All I do is post these numbers on my Facebook page, and these anti-vaxxers go off. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. People get sick from the vaccine. Hey, doctor, what's going on in our culture where parents would actually jeopardize their kids' life over crap information they get from the internet, sir?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. One is that, you know, as parents, all parents, we want to keep our kids safe. And it's easy to be scared by things that you see or hear about on the internet. And even though in a typical year in this country, several hundred kids die from flu, that's far too many, but it's a small number. So most parents don't know anybody who's died of a vaccine-preventable diseases because vaccines are very successful. And so they don't feel as scared about that as they do about things they see on the internet, and they can't always judge what's accurate and what's not accurate. There's also just a couple of myths out there. Vaccines have been proven not to cause autism. Vaccines, the flu vaccine, doesn't make you sick. And vaccines are not big money makers. A lot of people say, oh, it's just the pharma companies making money. Vaccines are less than 2% of the pharmaceutical industry profit. They could drop all vaccines tomorrow, and it would be a blip in their radar.
Hey, Doc, how about the folks who say, well, you know, this is a new strain. This vaccine doesn't work for that anyway, so it doesn't matter if I get the flu shot.
Well, they're not totally wrong. So the flu vaccine is very good, but not great. The problem is the flu changes every year, and experts from around the world and in the U.S. have to decide about 6 months ahead of time what they think is going to come around that fall. So this flu vaccine that we have right now was decided back in the spring. It's a very educated guess, but it is not always perfect. And so it's not always a perfect match for the vaccine that circulates. The thing is that some protection is a lot better than no protection. And there is good evidence that even if the vaccine is not a good match, it still reduces the severity of disease. I mean, do you want to have no guards when the invaders come? Or do you want to have a few guards when the invaders come? You're better with a few guards.
What about the symptoms, doctor, if you see your kids getting symptoms? What should we look for?
Well, of course, runny nose and cough. Most kids with flu are going to have a fever. So often kids with the flu will have more fever or will seem a little bit sicker than they will with other common colds.
Hey, does Theraflu work?
Well, Theraflu and other over-the-counter things like that can help with the symptoms of flu. Yeah. So they have things like decongestants to dry up your stuffy, runny nose and cough suppressants to keep you from coughing. You know, this can help you and I go to work during the day so we're not dripping snot everywhere.
Right.
And it can help you sleep at night because you're not coughing so much. But they don't do anything to actually treat the virus. The best way to deal with that is to get a vaccine ahead of time so you don't get as sick with the virus.
Doctor, I was last night, I'm sitting at the table talking to my kids about this because I want them to know this is serious stuff. Almost 5,000 deaths. And I think Americans are blown away when you tell them 25,000 people die a year from the flu. Are they not, doctor?
Oh, yeah. It's 25 to 50,000.
Wow.
It's flu is in the top 10 causes of death every year. And people are completely blown away because people think about, you know, other horrible things and other bad diseases. Now, for older people, and I might be heading towards that group myself, you know, there are other things like heart disease and cancer. But for younger adults and kids, flu is right up there, and yet it's not on most people's radar.
Why is that? What happens here? Why are we ignorant on the flu, sir?
Well, I think, you know, it doesn't sort of, it only comes around once a year, and it doesn't really make for individual cases. You know, that horrible crash on the turnpike
last week.
The multi-vehicle crash, that was all over the national news, right? A bunch of people died. It's a sudden event. Everybody thinks, oh, my God, I better drive carefully on the turnpike and wear my seatbelt. But when you see these kind of impersonal numbers, even though they're big, they say, oh, well, the CDC says there's already been 5,000 deaths.
Wow.
Well, that's nobody I know, so it doesn't seem real.
Wow.
And so I think if we saw, I mean, to me personally, I think of all the children I've cared for who have been hospitalized and even died, it's very real as a pediatrician. But I think to the average citizen, that's why it's not on the radar, because it seems remote and distant.
Dr. John Williams, Chief of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at Children's UPMC. Hey, Doc, why are most of the deaths older folks and children?
Well, that's two reasons. One is just weaker immune systems. Young kids have weaker immune systems, and older people have weaker immune systems. They're more likely to get a secondary bacterial pneumonia on top of the flu. And, you know, for young kids, we're not nearly as good as we should be at getting them the vaccine because too many people think, well, it's just the flu.
Wow. Hey, Doc, what's the vaccination rate? I hate to put you on the spot here.
You know, vaccination rate overall in the country of the people who should get vaccinated, only about half of those who should get vaccinated do get vaccinated. So as a society, we're not doing a great job. And it's not just protecting ourselves and our kids who get the vaccine. We're protecting our fellow citizens, our fellow Americans, you know, people with weak immune systems, those younger kids and those older adults we just mentioned. Me getting a flu shot helps protect me from giving the flu to them. So I'm not just doing it for me. I'm doing it for the people around me.
Dr. Williams, you're fantastic, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you for making people aware of this. Wash your hands. Get a flu shot. It is not too late in the season.
I'm in. I did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.